Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at MedXHealth.net.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
I think this is my favorite Cher song.
Yes.
When she does this. A song and have a lot of this in it.
Mama, take this badge off of me.
This is when Cher was trying a different sound.
I can't use it anymore.
All right, folks, it's talent time. The St. Louis area and Illinois, don't forget about them. Loaded with talent. Let me dangle this carrot in front of you. Here's the prize package. It's not one, it's not two, but three prizes if you are deemed to be our most talented listener. And again, when you call in, ventriloquism won't work. Juggling, magic, won't work. Radio. Singing, whistling, bird calls, impressions, sound effects. Play an instrument, put the phone down, and that'll work. Maybe you've heard the people who've called already. Maybe you've thought, hey, I could do that. Then do it. Prizes are, first, a joke CD signed by me with a Sharpie marker. Not those automated stamp signatures, real signature. Then there's the harmonica signed by the harmonica master, Dan Strauss. And you have a choice of two harmonicas. You can have the actual harmonica that you've heard him play so many of your favorite tunes on here. That's the one right there.
It is.
He'll sign that and hand it over to you, or a brand new harmonica signed by Dan Strauss. And then a signed photograph of a woman with big breasts signed by Peon. We don't know who that woman will be yet. We haven't chosen the photo, and we've put it out there. Any responses so far?
No.
We're
no
looking
response.
For
yeah, we're still waiting.
What would be better is a signed picture of a listener with big breasts. Now, we don't mean, you know, topless or anything off color, just something that shows your curves. You could email that picture to Peon, and then he'll print it out and sign it. So the listener walks away with signed big breast photo signed by Peon, harmonica signed by Dan, joke CD signed by me. If Paul Harvey were here, he'd say that's a prize package worth over $1 million.
That's Paul Harris.
Who is it?
Paul Harris that says that.
We don't lie like that. He lies. We know that this prize package we're talking about is really, it's only worth like $5,000. And we're not going to act like it's $1 million. So here are the numbers, 314.
What happened to my phone numbers? It got moved over here. My buttons. Hold on. Okay.
314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Brian, if you're listening, I'm trying to get a hold of you, and if I do, we can close out the bidding on this dinner. But now it's talent show time. Up first, I believe, is Josh. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Frank, as always, I am able to hear.
Well, that's the best way a person can be. Are you calling for the talent show?
Sure, why not?
Oh, we forgot to play our theme music.
Yeah.
This is The Call.
Yes, that's right. It's The Call, America's favorite radio talent show. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Frank Opinion. This is The Call, where we showcase some of the greatest talent, unknown, undiscovered talent in the St. Louis area. And up first is Josh. Josh, let's get your story. Married, straight, gay, miserable, happy. What's the deal?
Well, I'm married, so.
So you're miserable.
Actually, no, I'm extremely happily married. I've been married for 16 years.
Uh-huh, which always means that she's listening when people say that.
Oddly enough, I don't think that she is right now.
You have kids?
I have two kids, two wonderful daughters. One's 11 and the other one is 8.
And what do you do?
I am retired military.
Wait, hold on. How old can you be? How old are you?
Well, I'm medically retired from the military. I hurt my back, and so they kicked me out. I am 37, though.
But you're actually retired. You don't have to go to work every day.
No, I go to school every day instead.
Wow. I was about to say I'd rather go to school than go to work, but then I rethought it. No, I'd rather go to work than go to school. What are you going to school to learn?
Well, I'm actually an education major, so I'm going to go and try and warp the minds of the young ones whenever I'm done.
Now, their minds are already warped, a lot of them. So good luck with that. Now, your back issue, are you able to get around?
I'm ambulatory for the most part. I have to walk with a cane, and there's some times where I just can't get out of bed all day. But
yeah, I get that about every day, and I wasn't injured anywhere. So what's your talent, Josh?
I don't really have any talent, but I'm going to attempt to sing a song, and it's probably not going to go over so well.
Hold on. What kind of attitude is that? What kind of attitude is that? I don't really have any talent. It's not going to go over very well. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
What's the song?
Stray Cat Strut.
Oh, I like that song.
It's a good song.
All right.
The only song I sing, so that's the one I'm going to do.
Well, fire away.
All right. I'm just going to pick it up from the middle because it's going to get a long intro. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't bother chasing mice around. Oh, no. I swing down the alley, looking for a fight, howling to the moon on a hot summer night, singing the blues while the lady cat cry. Wow, stray cat, you're a real gone guy. I wish I could be as carefree and wild, but I got cat class and I got cat style.
Now, you see why that statement, now you see why that was so ridiculous when you said I have no talent? What we just heard proves otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate the positive reinforcement there.
You're going to hold on, and Dan's going to take your number, and if you are chosen, you heard the prize package.
I did. I cannot wait.
All right.
I hope I win.
Good luck, Josh.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. That was Josh singing Stray Cats, and I think he really brought it home with the... Ralph is up next. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM, of course.
Thank you, of course. Hallelujah. Your story is hetero, straight, married, miserable, what?
Straight, not married, have a wonderful daughter, 8 years old, and I'm happy. Can't complain. You know, there's too many things not to complain about.
You raising your daughter alone?
No. We're just not married.
Okay. All right.
No, we do it together very well.
You have a girlfriend?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't right now.
Are you looking?
I'm just waiting for them to look for me.
Oh, I like that attitude. Yeah. That's an attitude. And what part of town do you live in?
Baldwin.
Now, how old are you?
I am 53.
53. Still marketable.
I hope so.
Still marketable on the chick front.
I hope so.
What do you do for a living?
Well, actually, you know me, Frank, because Dan knows me. I'm the executive director at Broadcast Center.
Oh.
Yeah, you know where Professor Dan works occasionally.
Yeah. Sometimes I need to ask you how that ever happened, but that's another story for another time.
Well, we were honestly really, really desperate.
Okay, good answer. Honest answer. Ralph, what's your talent?
Well, actually, these are jokes that I've told you before, but it's been over a year, and these are jokes I wrote.
Now, how many of these jokes are you going to tell?
Three
jokes.
One's real short. The other two aren't too bad, but
right.
These are jokes
self-written
I told
you jokes.
We'll give it another
shot. Now, you wrote these?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You don't hear that too
often. No. You hear stand-up comedy, original material, but not jokes that somebody wrote. Wow, that's gutsy. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first one, did you hear about the gay midget?
All right, now, hang on. The gay midget.
Yeah, I think I've heard this.
Yeah, somebody put him up to it.
Sticking his nose in everybody's business.
No, came out of the cupboard.
Came out of the cabinet, exactly.
Oh, the cabinet.
You know what? For homemade, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Came out of the cabinet. All right. Next.
All right, well, the next one's the story of a carpenter who's just trying to finish a project, and he's a very nice man, so he takes on this guy who's anything but the sharpest knife in the drawer. And so he turns to Billy and says, "Now, Billy, I'm almost done with this project, all right? You see this bolt? Do you think you can go get a washer?" "Oh, yeah, I can do that. You know, I work hard." Yeah, Billy, I know you work hard. You work very hard. But everybody's fired you in every job you've had. I know, but I try. I'm always here on time. I try. Yeah, I know, Billy. Simple thing. Go get a washer." "Oh, okay, I'll be right back." So Billy's gone about an hour and a half, and he comes back. He walks in. The guy looks at him and goes, "Billy, where have you been?" "Well, I go, what's that in your hand?" "That's just a receipt. $750 for a washer? Oh, I thought you'd probably need a dryer, too."
And the third joke.
Yeah, I think you said he had three.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
As the expression goes?
Actually, I can tell you that's not bad. That's not bad. But it'd be funnier if you made him an FM DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, I should just make him an FM.
That's what was missing. All right, what's the third one?
All right, well, the third one, this was inspired from Mr. Strauss, as a matter of fact, regarding gentlemen having kidney stones. The man wakes up at 4:30 in the morning, and his back is just killing him. He is just in excruciating pain. He just barely slithers out of bed, and he's walking out to the car, and he's just bent over. He can barely move. But luckily, he slides into his car, and the hospital's only about a half mile away. So he drives to the ER and pulls right up and just honks and honks. And some people look out, a couple orderly, and realize that this guy slumped over his steering wheel. So they go out and they immediately help him out, lie him down face down on a gurney, and take him in and put him right in one of the surgery rooms, and calls for a doctor stat. So the doctor comes in, he looks at him, and
now this is Dr. Stat who comes in.
Yeah, Dr. Stat.
Yeah,
I know that's the way it did come out. We need a doctor. Stat. I'm sorry, Dr. Stat doesn't work here. Anyway. Oh, I didn't say that.
A joke within a joke.
Yeah.
So he's lying there, and the doctor walks in and goes, "Wow, you don't look too good." And he goes, "Oh, doctor, I've heard everything about kidney stones, and I've got all the symptoms. I can barely breathe. My back, the pain is just excruciating. And you know, I've never had them before, but you know, these are the signs of kidney stones." And the doctor looks at him and says, "Well, wait a minute. Tell me something about your night last night." He goes, "My night last night?" He goes, "Yeah, just, you know, what routine night or what?" He goes, "Well, I came home from work. Normally do walk in, the wife's in her robe, her hair's in curlers, and I grab my food and go in and watch the ball game like I always do, and she just comes in and she just starts going off on me like she always does. You know, you come home from work, you grab your food, you sit there, you don't talk to me, you don't do anything. You know, if anything ever happened to you, I'd be the happiest widow in the world." Doctor says, "Huh, that's interesting. All right, I'll be back in a minute." Doctor comes back just a few minutes later and he goes, "I got good news and bad news." "Okay, doc, what's the good news?" "Well, the good news is you don't have kidney stones." "Oh, that's wonderful. What's the bad news?" "You got a knife sticking out of your back."
The silence is deafening.
Wow, that's good.
I think maybe part of the problem is, and by the way, you're an excellent setup, Matt. The telling of the joke was great.
Okay.
Great. I give you, let's give him a round of applause for the telling of the joke. This is why we always say we don't know who writes jokes, but boy, it's something just not everybody can do, and you've proven that. That first one, though, that midget one, I got to give you, that was pretty good. Came out of the cabinet. Stick with that one if you're at a party. Just go with that one.
That's all I got.
All right. Ralph, hang on. Well, Dan knows how to get hold of you.
Yeah. So
if you win, don't hold your breath.
No, I appreciate your honest opinion. So right. You know what? I'll keep doing what I do then.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you. Yeah.
Apparently, obviously, at the broadcast center, there's not a course in joke telling.
No, there is.
Or joke writing. Maybe he could have one in telling, but not writing. Is this our Norman?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's eligible.
I know.
He's certainly eligible. Hello, Norman.
Hi, I'm Norman from Sullivan, Missouri.
And you know about our talent show, right?
It's raining down here.
Yeah.
Raining in Sullivan.
You know about our talent show?
Rain's off and on. It's dry time now.
Yeah. Do you know about our talent?
In the background.
Yeah. Do you know about our talent show?
I haven't. I've heard about it here.
Yeah. Are you calling to be in the talent show?
Well, I gotta tell you, I got my cajun, I got my harmonica.
Harmonica.
I'll play at
what?
The ball game.
Take me out to the ball.
Well,
Pretty obvious he's been listening to the master.
Yeah. This is a new talent from Norman.
We got a contender here.
Play ball.
That was awesome. We've ever heard him play the harmonica. Well, Norman, that's enough to be in the contest, I'll tell you that.
Jack of all trades. I'll play on the you here, too.
All right.
Two entries.
Jack of all trades.
Two entries.
In the
pen.
All right.
Two talent show entries from Norman. Norman, that was fantastic. How's your day going, Norman? How's your day?
I'll play.
Forget that.
Birthday roll call.
All right. All right.
He's not giving up. He's not walking off the stage. Okay, Norman. I think that added whistle touch is what really sets it off.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, Norman, are you having a good day?
Yeah, I sure am.
Yeah. Have you talked to Rosemary today?
I sure have.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We said our prayers.
Said your prayers together, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, Norman, thanks for being in our contest.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Well, I think a lot of other people probably just dropped
man.
Out. They heard that and they just went, I'm out.
He threw the harmonica in today. Yeah. That's going to be tough to beat.
And many people probably thought, well, I'm out of this. I'm out. I'm not even going to attempt to compete with that. Let's bring John in here. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much, John. And your story is what? Married straight?
Well, I was self-employed until I got fired.
Yeah.
And then
Hold it. You were self-employed. You fired yourself?
Oh, yeah. It was easy to do.
Actually, that's a funny joke.
I know.
That's a joke in itself. So, are you married, miserable, happy?
Oh, I'm happily married to the same woman I married 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see each other for 23 years. We met up, and we remarried again.
Wait, you were married the same woman twice?
Yeah.
And why
we never talked for 23 years.
Is that why you divorced?
No, it was me why we divorced.
How long were you married the first time?
I think like 13 years.
And then how long were you divorced before you got married again?
23 years. We never talked. We never saw each other.
Holy cow.
Who made the first move to reconnect?
Well, we went. Two things happened. Our son had a baby, which made us the grandparents, and a good friend of ours in common died. And I used to go to the ball. I had season tickets. I said, you want to go to the ball game? And she made the move. She goes, why don't you buy me a drink? We'll talk about what happened. And we went to the ball game, and next thing I know, we were married. So we've been married for 3 years this time. And we're very, very – this time it's a lot of maturity went into it, and it's really nice.
You know what? That's a great story.
Yeah.
I love that story.
So you work think it's romantic.
you kind of indicated that the reason it didn't work, it was your fault the first time.
That's correct.
You're just a bad husband?
At the time when you're young like that, you don't really think the consequences, and it was a little too much party time.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I was a good husband the first, now I'm a bad husband.
No party time.
Yeah. Well, that's a great story. What part of town do you live in?
I'm out in St. Peter's now.
You work?
Yeah, I work in St. Peter's.
What do you do?
I'm a mailman.
Really?
Yep. Well,
it'd kind of be hard to be a female man. See what I did there?
Yep. Oh.
That's like a homemade joke.
Yeah.
Humor. What's your talent, John?
Well, every season I write a poem for the girls at work, and they seem like they enjoy them. And I wrote one for spring, and I've already written my summer one.
Mr. Romance.
Wow.
Yep.
And do you read it to them or just deliver it to them, hand it to them?
Well, I read it. I'm not that good of a speaker, but I read it.
I'll bet the chicks like you at work.
It's like Maya Angelou.
So you're going to read us your most recent poem?
Well, I've got a spring and a summer. I'll read you both of them.
Okay, he's the Maya Angelou of St. Peter's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go with which one first, spring?
Spring is, yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. What's it called? Spring, is that the name of it?
Well, I just called it spring. And It's fairly short. Let me read you my spring one. I've actually got two spring ones, but I might throw that one in as a bonus.
Maybe not. Go ahead.
A single robin in a flower bed turns and cocks his little head.
Take out cocks.
Has he heard that tiny sound of a worm fart underground?
Wow.
I liked it.
I did, too.
I liked it. The response here is positive. And the summer poem.
Well, it's called In Requistock.
Okay, whatever that means.
My dog, Jake, what he thought was a hose, was really a snake.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Look, In Requistock, he's in death.
Oh. He was,
I think
he
we, yeah.
Said they were short.
He's dead.
He was right.
I want to hear my bonus joke for, or my bonus poem for spring.
I know I do.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung. Ain't that swell? Now I'm mad. Mad as hell.
I like the Robin one. That's my favorite.
I think if we had to pick, I unanimously would go with the Robin one.
All right. Yeah. I'll use that next year then, too.
You have a rare talent, John. I can tell you, you are better than Maya Angelou as far as I'm concerned. John will take your number, and if you win...
Excuse me, one second. Maya Angelou and I have the same birthday.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
We'll take your number, and if you win, you know the prize package. It's huge. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, John, thank you, and congratulations on that great romantic reunion.
All right, thanks.
All right, how about that? Divorced, don't speak for 23 years.
Yeah.
And then remarry. That's a great, either that or he just made it up to make him sound really romantic. I think it's true. One more, then we'll take a break. This is going to be Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hi, how are we doing?
We're doing great. How about, I'm assuming you're doing well because you're AM and the PM, I'm guessing.
Well, my father's AM in the PM.
You're not.
I am when I'm with him.
So, in other words, you're almost saying you have to listen to us because of him.
I enjoy you, too, but yeah.
No, you're just after the prize, I think. I don't think you like us at all. I think you just want the prizes, and that's okay. Your dad's a big listener. So
yes, he is.
And how does that work? You're in the car with him, he goes, hey, listen to this, and you said, oh, okay.
Well, it's on right now. He turned it down because I'm on the phone with you next to you, next to him.
Are you married?
I'm miserable, but thinking about turning gay, so that'll fix it.
Wow, we don't. That's the first of those we've heard. So,
I'm a magician, but I've been working on some stand-up comedy sets, I figured I'd run a little bit by you.
We'd love to hear it.
Right.
Let's go.
All right. Well, anyways, recently I got separated from my laptop, woke up one morning, and it took my money and my girlfriend and left. That was a good one. You guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Sometimes
it's
people...
It's okay, though. I didn't like taking that laptop to bed anyways. I'd always wake up with a rash. Really going over well.
No, Carl. Sometimes, Carl, silence is an indication that people are stunned. It's so overwhelmingly good.
Yes.
That's either the case here
sometimes.
Or not.
Right.
What else you got?
I've got a couple others, but let's just do one. Girlfriend, we went out one night, and we were having a couple of drinks, and we stopped by my parents' house with a couple of friends. She was really worried about my parents waking up, and I said, you know, it's fine. And she starts screaming, you're ignoring me. You're not worried about my concerns. She goes in, goes downstairs. I hear this loud crash. I go downstairs to investigate what's going on, and there's a shattered light bulb. Now, when we left the house, I had left that lamp on. That means she went downstairs, turned off the lamp, waited for the light bulb to cool down, unscrewed it, and was still so upset she threw the light bulb against the wall. Why wouldn't she just throw the lamp?
Carl, have you tried this stand-up comedy at a real club anywhere?
Yes, I have.
How'd that go?
It went all right.
Must have been, they were really drunk, I guess.
Did you do the
I guess they were.
Did you do an open mic at the Funny Bone?
No, not at the Funny Bone, but maybe you guys should start drinking more. This might be more entertaining for
you. Tell you what, we'll call you back when we're drunk sometime. This would be hilarious.
It'll be perfect.
Good luck to you with your stand-up comic career, and I'm going to take your number, even though...
I'm not winning.
Okay. Okay. I like his attitude. Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah. He knew he's not going to win. Boy, when that stand-up comedy, that's some tough stuff.
The delivery was, I mean,
No.
No?
No. Don't try to find a bright spot. Well, we have to take a break, do some business, and then back with more of the unbelievable talent of the people in the St. Louis area.
This is The Call.
That's right. It is The Call, and it's not over yet. We still have more time. How about Brian? Have we been able to reach him?
No.
Are you still
yet.
Trying? Hey, Brian, if you're listening, we really need to get a hold of you so we can close out this Friends of Kids with Cancer dinner thing. Bethina Heating and Cooling is the company that we call to come to our house. I have three Schmeet pumps at the house. There were two that were there when we got the house, and we've since replaced those two. And then we added on to the house, so we added one just for the add-on unit. I got a tip for you. If you ever build a house or add on to a house, here's a smart thing to do. We did this. Have a separate heating and cooling unit just for the bedroom, the master bedroom. It is the greatest because we like to sleep in the cold. So what we do is we put like the thermostat at like 68 degrees, and then you add to that the frost that my wife's body gives off, and you got a chilling.
Oh, man.
You got icicles in the room. You don't have to, you know, chill down the whole house that way. And you know who services those units? Matheny Heating and Cooling. And they love to service yours, too. They have a lot of commercial accounts and a lot of residential accounts. And that's what happens when you're in business 71 years. You end up with a lot of business. And you end up with a lot of repeat business. And then the next generation of a family uses you because mom and dad used you. And they were happy with you. And you're familiar with the there's a comfort factor that should be included in any situation where somebody is coming to your house on a regular basis. Regular might mean once a year. But if they're going to be in your house, you want to feel comfortable. My one of my sons, just found out that a guy they had in their house laying some carpet in one room is a thief. And he was caught stealing somewhere, and they saw his picture and thought, wait a second, that's the guy who was in our house, in our baby's room, putting carpet in there. It's a creepy feeling. You want to know that the people you're letting in your house to do work, and I don't care if they're in the basement or outside at the compressor, it doesn't matter. You want it to be a trusted company with people you can trust, and this is a family business, Matheny. I don't think you're ever, I can't even imagine why you'd want to call anybody else after you have them out one time. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Commercial, residential, any brand, any make, any model, any size, any type. You need a complete replacement of the units. They'll do that, too, and they'll do it right. All of St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County. The only part of St. Charles County they don't serve is people way out by at Wright City or something, if that's even still St. Charles County. For the most part, St. Charles County, all of St. Louis County. And that's all you need to know, except their website. And their website is MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Boy, Dan, I'll tell you, it's kind of hard to tell drivers you're hosed out there, but you are on all the highways. It's a mess, along with rain, rush hour, and baseball traffic. Here's what you've got. Westbound 70 after the St. Charles Rock Road, you've got an accident that's blocking the two left lanes. Now, you're slow from downtown in Salisbury. It's going to be slow to stop and go all the way out to this point. It opens up. Then you're heavy again from the Blanchette Bridge out through Cave Springs. Got a new accident. It's on westbound 70 before the weigh station near Forestell. The two left lanes are blocked, and you're backed up almost to Wentzville. Another accident, westbound 370 before the Discovery Bridge. Two left lanes are blocked. You're backed up to Highway 270. Eastbound 270 jams up from 370 through New Florissant. Westbound 40 from Busch Stadium out through Bellevue. You've got some slow traffic also between Lindbergh and 141. And then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 141 jams up from Big Bend down through 44. And on westbound 44, you've got a little slow pocket between Shrewsbury and Elm. And then from the Merrimack River through 141. pretty slow stretch there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Head to Subway now for the low-fat favorite, oven-roasted chicken. May's $3 6-inch select. Pile it high with crisp veggies, and it's still just $3. All month long, Subway. Eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you miss this on McGraw Live in the Morning?
Senator Danforth, he's one of the only ones that I can think of that didn't go to Washington and stay. And so he lives, works, and plays right here in St. Louis. You see him in the produce aisle. You see him at the ball game. You see him walking down the street.
Is that because you're stalking him? Is that where you see him?
Well, that's the... You see him at the coffee shop at 7:02 on Tuesdays.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found DynaGreen. DynaGreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name DynaGreen, they almost have a cult-like following. DynaGreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market. You and me, now you and I can take advantage of that DynaGreen product. At DynaGreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer, so ask for it by name. That's right, DynaGreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. DynaGreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at University Garden, Garden Heights Nursery, and Valley Park Elevator and Hardware.
It's me, your checking account. Listen, there was some suspicious activity like a week ago. Yeah, I meant to tell you earlier, but I forgot. Sorry.
We were curious. Wouldn't you rather have a checking account that puts you in the know faster and helps stop account fraud faster? Open a Fifth Third checking account with instant alerts at 53.com/alerts and get transaction notifications right to your phone. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC, $50 minimum deposit to open a checking account. Mobile data and text message charges may apply. Contact provider for details subject to internet banking terms and conditions.
Have you opened up your heating bills for the winter this year? Have you totaled them all up? What's if I were to tell you that with one simple phone call, you could save 30% on your energy bills? That one phone call is to Aladdin Installation. Aladdin Insulation has been around since 1947. They've been serving St. Louis through and through. Their reputation is fantastic. They'll come to your house and give you a free energy analysis. They will check your R value. And if your R value is not high enough, they'll make sure your R value gets to the point where you can save some serious money on your energy bills. Insulation and energy savings is the thing that is going on right now. Big businesses are doing it. So why not you, the homeowner? Save up to 30% on your energy bills with Aladdin Installation. Serving St. Louis since 1947. 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Aladdin and Aladdin Installation can save you big on your heating and cooling bills. Call Aladdin Installation today.
Hi, I'm Zach, a park ranger for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's time for fun in the sun, and remember, safety first. Boating and alcohol don't mix. Always wear your life jacket and swim with a buddy. This summer will be great when you're safe. Join us May 17th to enjoy a celebration of our rivers at the Riverlands Migratory Bird Sanctuary and the National Great Rivers Museum. There's something for everyone at the Great Rivers Festival. Visit meetingoftherivers.org for more. This has been a water safety message from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, wishing you a safe and happy 2014 boating season.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your views together three times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Expression I'm kind of tired of hearing, going viral.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing that everything's going viral. And to tell you the truth, viral used to mean a bad thing, like a sickness, a virus. Well, it's a viral infection.
I know.
That's what viral meant to me. And now every time something comes on YouTube, what's going on? It went viral. Okay, what does that mean? Went viral. It's like the New York Times bestseller list. Go look sometime what it takes to get on the New York Times bestseller list. Not much. You have to sell a lot of books. Not that many. The talent show continues. Let's hit that theme music again.
This is The Call.
That's right. It's The Call. And back to the phones we go for more great St. Louis area talent. This is Russ. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Oh, I'm outstanding, and I am AM in the PM. Ooh, yeah.
Well, this guy's fired up. Russ, what part of town do you live in?
Oh, Fallon, Illinois, right down from the BMW dealer that is so graciously a sponsor of your show.
No, they're not. Haven't been for years.
Oh, drag.
Yeah.
Well, this is uncomfortable.
It's a little awkward, but that's okay. It's their loss. What do you do for a living?
I work at a maximum security psychiatric hospital forensic unit.
Wow.
Oh. That's right. I'm the guy in the white suit with the butterfly net.
And, well, I don't even know what to ask. Are you married? Are you happy about it or not married and happy or what?
Like one of your last callers, I married my ex-wife. That's right. When I was in divorce court, I swore revenge and I got it, Frank. We've been married for 20 years.
Twice again to the same woman?
That's right. I'm like, that milk's sour. Maybe it'll be fresh tomorrow.
Is this the routine you're doing now for us? Or?
That I do. And I mean, it hasn't been all that bad. I mean, she has gained a little weight since we got married, but I figure, hey, I made some sort of profit.
Okay. So you work with mentally disturbed. You're in a psychiatric ward. Right.
That's right.
Could that be why you sound kind of crazy? Maybe?
No, that would be because I'm the kind of guy that goes down to the funny bone and I perform on open mic night.
All right. And what will you be doing for us, Russ? What you're doing now?
I'm going to drop a joke on you guys that all the listeners that are driving are going to have to pull over because this is a safety hazard. It is so funny.
All right. Now, did you write this joke or is it just a joke you're telling?
This is a joke I'm telling.
Well, let's have it. I love jokes. Go right ahead.
Okay. Last Saturday afternoon, a young couple was sitting with their two boys in the living room watching TV. When the wife looked to the husband and she nodded towards the bedroom door. The husband nodded yes. The wife got up. She went to the bedroom. A couple minutes later, the husband followed. Well, they left the boys being the age they were, they left the door open a crack. The oldest boy had to go to the bathroom, so he walks up. He's headed past the door, and he looks in. He goes back to the living room, and he gets his little brother. He says, come here, I want to show you something, but I want you to keep in mind, this is the same woman that told us not to suck our thumbs.
I know that joke, and it's a good joke. An unusual delivery. How's that going for you when you go to the comedy clubs? You get a good response?
Actually, I don't use that one. I do skits and kind of dramatic storytelling of process of events.
Okay. And, well, good luck with that career, and thank you for being on our talent show.
And thank you for having me and all that you do, Frank.
All right. I'm just curious. Do you always talk like that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just so happy to be on the Big 550, big morning show in the afternoon, that I just can't contain myself.
Well, we're
Believe it or not, I'm locked in the garage. And if my wife is listening, I might be in here all night.
All right. Well, Russ, we appreciate you having you as a listener, and thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh, all right. That was Oh, I forgot to get his number.
Oh, no.
No, he can't win. Can Cleveland go in the playhouse?
I like the prophet joke.
The prophet joke?
Yeah, he said his wife can't wait. Others take it as a prophet.
You did like that. I can tell. If Mr. Cleveland could go on the plane, let's just take Joe. We'll deal with it later. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I'm AM the PM.
Well, thank you. Now, Joe has got more of a laid-back style, I can tell.
How's the most entertaining crew in radio?
I don't know. We'll go over to that radio station where they work and check and no, see.
Yeah, I'm listening to it right now.
Now, listen, Joe, what's your story? Yeah. What part of town do you live in?
St. Anne.
And do you do anything for a living or not?
Warehouseman in Earth City.
Warehouseman. All right. Earth City, a lot of warehouses in Earth City.
Yeah.
Married, divorced, gay, straight?
Divorced, happily divorced.
Happily divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking?
No, not at all.
Any chance you're going to marry your ex-wife again?
Yeah, we've had two guys married the same woman twice.
No.
The chances
she was a little thing, full of fire, but like I said, she traded me in for a younger model, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm excluded from that club.
Sorry to hear that.
No, that's all right.
By the way, you're another one of those guys that calls us and makes us feel bad because you have a better voice than we do, and that kind of bums us out. But what's your talent?
I'm just going to tell a joke in memory of a gal that told me this joke about 15 years ago.
And I assume she's passed away.
Right, yeah, weight got the better of her.
Okay, well, let's hear it. I'm anxious to hear it.
Okay, well, it's a joke about a teenage girl with a speech impediment.
Okay.
And her mom's going to send her to the butcher shop to get some mackerel by herself.
Mackerel, okay.
And she's never been there by herself, so her mom's coaching her. What are you going to tell the butcher? And the teenage girl says, hey, tell me, baby. Give her the mackerel. She says, say it a little bit slower so he can understand it. Little girl says, I tell you, baby. Give her the mackerel. Okay, go to the butcher shop and get the mackerel.
10 pounds of mackerel.
2 pounds.
Oh, 2 pounds. Okay. See, well, she has speech about it. I could do
yeah.
Okay, two
so,
pounds.
So, anyway, she goes to the butcher shop. Anyway. She pulls her number. She's waiting for the butcher to wait on her. A couple minutes later, butcher looks over the counter. Yeah, little girl, what can I help you with? She's all excited. He said, huh? I can't. 2 pounds of mackerel. He says, I'd like to fill your order, little girl, but I can't understand what you're saying. She sticks her hand down between her skirt and flips it up in the butcher's face. He goes, wow, holy mackerel. She goes, 2 pounds.
All right.
Okay.
Good job, Joe.
Well, thank
I'm sure
you.
Your friend
thank you,
is,
Sandy. That just made me roar when I heard it. She was,
Sandy smiling. She's smiling.
She was a 54, 55-year-old grandma. Had me rolling on the floor.
She's smiling in heaven.
Yeah, she sure is.
All right, good job. Joe, hang on. Dan's going to take you. Write down by Joe's name, Holy Mackerel, and we'll remember what it was. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right. See, why did Joe get that voice? And we got our voices.
I don't know.
Well, Dan's the only one that I've said that before. Actually, even probably belongs on the radio. All right, we have to do some business here. Can Cleveland go in the Playhouse?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll put Bill Cleveland in the Playhouse. I will get caught up on business. And a joke today in the Playhouse by request, Peon's request. So, Peon, this will be for you when we do it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, is in a shopping center type area. You know the type. It's undergoing some construction. They got chain link fence up and stuff, and it looks like it almost screams, hey, keep out of here, you know, we're under construction and you can't get in. Well, it's not true. They're open for business. Everything is running as usual, and there have been a couple of people who assumed that maybe they were closed during this construction. No, they're not. And for putting up with it, the folks at Thompson Price, if you go in and tell them you're AM and the PM, they have a gift for you just for coming by. I think that's a nice thing. It's just a gift. And they have plenty of them, and they have one with your name on it. That's just an expression. Your name's actually not on it. But just tell them you're AM and the PM, they have a gift for you. But no, business as usual. Nothing has changed. Just, you know, that happens from time to time. Places need facelifts, and they need stuff repaired, and so they're giving that whole complex little facelift, and it looks like a construction zone, but don't let that keep you away. If you go in there, you might want to meet all of the Prices. Say hello to Tom and say hello to his son Adam and his son TJ. They're good boys in there, and they're helping Dad continue to maintain the reputation of doing kitchens and baths the way they're supposed to be done, so that people get their money's worth, so that nobody ever regrets the money they spent or ever regrets hiring Thompson Price to completely remodel the kitchen and bathroom. We don't regret it. It was 18 years ago, and if I did it again, that's exactly who I'd call, and I wouldn't take another bid. They do it right or they won't do it. Check out their website, thompsonprice.com. And again, the showroom is a half mile east of 270. Next to McAllister's Deli in there with TJ Maxx. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com. Don't go away. Playhouse coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550. From 8-